चैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे आई रिक्वेस्ट एवरीबडी टू रिपीट आफ्टर मी हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते राधानाथ स्वामिनिति नामिने हरे कृष्ण सो आई विल स्पीक पार्टली इन इंग्लिश पार्टली इन मराठी एज एंड व्हेन रिक्वायर्ड टुडेज आवर टॉपिक इज स्पिरिचुअलिटी एंड पर्सनालिटी डेवलपमेंट When I joined medicine, my honest aim was to make money. I was thinking that I will become doctor and very soon I will have a car. I will become famous. That was the first motivation. And today also when I take the interviews of doctors and nursing students, when I ask them why you want to become doctor or a nurse. So in the interview I get the answer that I want to serve people. I love serving people. मला खूप लोकांची सेवा करायला आवडते आणि this answer only remains there at the time of interview and immediately the aim is to go to Gulf country, to go to USA, to go to UK, to become very famous, for girls it is to get a very good husband and go settle down nicely in an affluent manner in life because currently the society has no guidance how to become or why to become whatever we want to become and I'll spend few minutes in explaining to you the today's situation in the material world in medical science where I work in Bhaktivedanta hospital and I travel many places to meet doctors I have also visited UK and US and I have seen doctors there everywhere Just to exploit people is the highest goal. In the hospitals, there are admissions when they are not necessary. After admitting the number of days, they keep the patient that is not necessary. Sometimes 4 days admission required, but they keep for 10 days. They may require 4 medicines, but they will give 15 medicines. Why? Because each next medicine has some commission behind it. Then they will do cesarean section when there is normal delivery possible. They will scare the patient so much about so many medical facts which the patient may not know. They will scare the patient and patient will say, anyway, I have to only have one child. I can't afford to have 2 or 3 and 4 children. So the wife will convince the husband, ki, I don't want to take risk. Please go ahead. I don't want to think about money. So instead of 5,000 rupees, they will earn 30,000 rupees or maybe 40,000 rupees. Then when the patient comes in the hospital, he's referred by somebody. So he gets a commission for referral. Then after he gets admitted, the bill is there. Out of that, 40% goes to the referral doctor. Then doctor sends to pathology, X-ray, CT scan, MRI, sonography, whatever you say. Everywhere there is a commission. So most of the times, the investigations are done when they are not necessary. They just want to wait till the patient comes in. Once he comes in, they give him full round to all their friends and concerned partners. So medical profession has become a profession of exploitation. Shoshan karnacha ek uttam sadhan banlela hai vaidyakiya vishwa. And you may be a very nice student, very honest and very simple hearted till you are a student. But as soon as you go out as a practitioner, you are sucked in the corruption, the exploitative mentality, the corruption, it's so rampant these days. That a poor patient nowadays has come to know this happens, but he is so helpless. And every doctor, when we meet, I remember my classmates, you know, such nice people, very nice, friendly, helpful people. But when I meet them now, they all become so corrupt. And everybody is eating non-veg day and night. Everybody wants to just come together to drink alcohol. When they send referrals, I'm sorry to tell you, they also send women as their referral fee. So alcohol, women, gambling, mamsahar, everything is so rampant. Medical conference is there, suppose it is 7:30 in the evening. All doctors will come at 9:30, 9:45. Only to drink and booze and to eat meat. And I went to my college Silver Jubilee gathering in 2005. Our batch finished 25 years, so we all gathered. Believe me, my friends, within 5 minutes of the beginning of the conference, half the class doctors were drunk. And some of them more minutes after that, they became completely out of control. It was like I was feeling unworthy to be there in that company. They wanted me also to drink, you know. And like in a friendly college way, they were trying to force me to drink. And one of my classmates who was first rank holder in all the years, she was married to an anesthetist who is elder to her. So that fellow was drunk much before everybody else got drunk. And she met fortunately in my class, 4 doctors became devotees. Devotees means they left onion, garlic, tea, coffee, non-vegetarian, eggs, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, very pure life, and meditating on the name of Krishna for 2 hours every day. Minimum basic services are this much. When I say they became devotees, that means they became like this. So all 4 of us were there. So that girl who was the rank holder, friend of my another colleague, girl, lady, just telling what to do, I'm so embarrassed. You know, whenever I go in any party or any gathering, any conference, I'm ashamed to take my husband because he's such a big doctor, but within 5 minutes he gets drunk. And I have no face to show anybody. Even if I'm speaking a lecture, it's so embarrassing for me to give a lecture when my husband is half drunk and full drunk and out of control. Now you see, these people are MD, DM, super specialized, highly specialized, highly skilled, so-called intelligent people. And because of that, they have become very rich. They have a lot of affluence, a lot of properties, a lot of amenities, resources to enjoy life. But what to talk about character? Character is most lowly, unfitting for their high degree of education. Why this is happening? Because they simply take the education, education and education with the mood of making money and exploiting people. That is the only purpose there. They say that we want to serve patients and we feel compassion for them and we love people, love serving people. That is why I want to become nurse or a doctor. But in the heart of their heart, they want to only exploit them. So it's like giving a sword, bi-edged sword, dudhari talwar, ekha lahan mulacha hatat dena manje kasa asel. So if you give that talwar in the hand of a child, what he will do? Only hurt himself. And after hurting himself, he'll hurt everybody else, whoever comes along. Because he has got the sword, he has not got training how to use the sword. So spirituality comes in picture there. You know, Dr. Parab asked you the definition of health. It's something somebody called Father Hippocrates, Dr. Hippocrates. He made the definition that health is not just mere absence of disease, but it is the coordination of physical, mental, social and spiritual well-being. We have reached to large extent physical, to maybe 50%, 60% to mental, to maybe 30-40% social and 0 degree spiritual. Spiritual doesn't occur only nowadays. We have medical social service, we have psychology, psychiatry, we have all variety of specialized branches of physical medicine. But no one ponders on this 4th dimension of health, that is spirituality. And long back when the medicine actually took birth, in one sense modern medicine, at that time this definition was made. So spirituality is an integral part of our medical health. And fortunately so, Ayurveda right from beginning deals with body, mind and soul. Isn't that true? That's why I'm very proud of Ayurveda. We have a Department of Ayurveda and Panchakarma Kendra in our hospital. And our hospital provides holistic health care. Holistic in the two sense. One is whether allopathy or acupuncture, naturopathy or Ayurveda or any other alternative pathies, all are available and possible in the same building with no fighting amongst each other. Generally what happens, we allopaths are very proud people. Now we condemn each and every other branch. Then Ayurvedic people and acupuncture people, especially naturopathy people, they condemn allopathy like a poison. It's a medicine of poison. So this mood is very unhealthy, you know, to condemn each other and forget the patient who is supposed to be cured by us. And we as doctors who have taken a devotional path, we have completely come to an understanding that all medicine, all diseases are not cured by allopathy. Ayurveda has a very large role to play to cure some diseases. Acupuncture definitely cures some of the ailments of joints and arthrology and joints, orthopedics. Naturopathy has some disease curing capacity. So we decide in our hospital which pathy to send the patient to. That's why Dr. Parab was explaining to all of you that there is a integrated medical approach nowadays. So in our hospital, we treat, like pediatric department treats patients with Ayurveda and allopathy together in a cooperation with one another. So we have this holistic medicine, that means all pathies are working under one roof. Another meaning of holistic healthcare is the body, the mind and the soul are treated simultaneously in one building only. We have a unique department of spiritual care. So the point I am trying to convey to you that you are students now. I see very sattvic mood in all your faces because you are student, number one. Number two, you are studying a very holy sattvic medical science, that is Ayurveda, which is our Vedas are proclaiming and teaching. Amongst the 18 Vidyas, one of the Vidyas was Ayurveda, that was taught by our Acharyas in the past. So the reason I explained to you the world, I can go on telling you. One more thing I must tell you nowadays. In some areas in Bombay and villages, if you send your blood for blood checkup, the patient will go and give the pathologist the blood and the pathologist will call the doctor. So, kya likhu? Then doctor will decide ki malaria likh do. So, he will write blood smear, malarial parasite, falciparum positive. The patient will come with the report, very scared. Of course, he has fever, no doubt about it. But that fever is now with a plan labeled as malaria. With that, the patient will come with scaring situation. Then doctor will further scare him, you have to be admitted. Then he'll admit him. And he'll give him all kinds of antibiotic, all chloroquine, variants, and keep him in the hospital for a few days. Anyway, it is viral fever, it will be automatically going away after 3 days. So he'll make it stay for 5 days and make a huge bill. And the pathologist and referral, everybody will share the money. I was shocked to hear it. I know many of things what's happening, but this is like increasing like anything. Sonography people are calling up and asking, kya likhu? Then sonography people are guided by the doctor, right? Diagnosis, whatever they feel like. And that's how people are cheating everybody. And in America, in England, if you go, the referral fee may not be there, but the corruption is also equally high. So we should not think that, oh, America is so great. You should be always convinced that whatever is happening here, 10 times more happens in America. And we are so proud to be there and to go there. But the corruption level of the mind, of the feelings, of the intelligence is so high. Because corruption is not only physical, corruption is intellectual, corruption is emotional, psychological, and then last comes physical. When we eat meat, the food that is created by unnecessary violence. Hinsecha adharani tayar zhalela anna. Tala mansahar mantat. Kaaran mansahar hinseshivay hot nahi. Apan jar ambe khato, tar apan 50 tari ambe kadle tari jhad marat nasta. Te shekado hazaro ambe anek varsha te ambe jhad det asta. Tari ambe jhad marat nasta. Ani apan ambe anand ghet asto. We are happy the tree is still alive. Pan mansahar manje pratham tya pranayala marava lagta. मृत्यूची वेदना स्वीकार करायला लागते त्यानंतर आपल्याला मांसाहार प्राप्त होतो. सो वायलेंस देन इलिसिट सेक्स रिलेशन्स बिटवीन मेन अँड विमेन आउट ऑफ मॅरेज आपल्या शास्त्रामध्ये त्याला अवैध मानलेलं आहे, अतिशय निषिद्ध मानलेलं आहे. सर्वात हृदयाला मनाला आत्म्याला काळीमा फासणारी आणि अशुद्धी प्राप्त करून देणारी क्रिया असेल ती म्हणजे व्यभिचार. त्याच्यानंतर नशा, चहा कॉफीपासून सिगरेट दारू चरस गर्द गांजा ब्राऊन शुगर हिरोईनपर्यंत आता नवीन नवीन औषधं निघाले आणखीन पुढे पुढे मोस्ट ॲडव्हान्स्ड. प्रत्येक वेळा आपण जेव्हा नशा करतो त्यावेळी जी मती आपल्याला भगवंतांनी दिलेली आहे, मनुष्यमती, मनुष्याची चेतना, ह्युमन कॉन्शियसनेस, दॅट गेट्स कंटॅमिनेटेड बिकॉज इट गोज इन टू ऑल्टर्ड स्टेज. मला इथे वर्णन करायची गरज नाही. जेव्हा कोण मनुष्य दारू पितो किंवा सिगरेट पितो किंवा आणखीन काही नशा करतो त्यावेळी त्याची मानसिक अवस्था कशी असते आपण त्याशी बोलू शकत नाही त्यावेळी जेव्हा तो नशेत असतो. तो पण म्हणतो की आता माझ्या नको बोलू, उद्या बोल. सो दी पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ दी हायेस्ट कॉन्शियसनेस दॅट गॉड हॅज गिवन यू टू रिअलाइज हिम, वी आर ऑल्टरिंग इट अँड डिग्रेडिंग इट बाय टेकिंग सम केमिकल्स टू हॅव सम लोली ॲनिमलिस्टिक एन्जॉयमेंट. सो इट इज सेड दॅट टू टेक इंटॉक्सिकेशन्स इज डिफाइंग द लॉज ऑफ गॉड, इज इन्सल्टिंग गॉड हू हॅज गिवन यू समथिंग व्हॅल्युएबल बट यू आर डिस्ट्रॉइंग इट बाय युअर ओन ॲक्टिव्हिटी. And then comes gambling that we are supposed to avoid. Gambling means God has given you some amenities, some resources, some wealth, some good things in life to utilize for your well-being. And we misuse them, you squander them. Hindi mein kya kehte hain? Hum daon pe lagate hain usko. Aur adhiktar haar jate hain. And then gambling personality is always unstable personality. If we have a gambler at your house in the form of your brother or sister or whatever, you are very unsteady in the house. तुमच्या घरच्या चांदीच्या वाट्या कधी विकल्या जातील, दागिने कधी विकले जातील याची खात्री नसते आपल्याला. वेन देर इज अ गॅम्बलर इन युअर हाऊस, राईट? सो बिकमिंग अ डिवोटी मीन्स नो अननेसेसरी व्हायलन्स, नो इलिसिट सेक्स, कीपिंग अवे फ्रॉम विमेन अँड मेन बिफोर मॅरेज और बिईंग विथ देम ओनली फॉर द नेसेसरी ॲक्टिव्हिटीज, नॉट इंडल्जिंग इन टू इलिसिट ॲक्टिव्हिटीज, नो इंटॉक्सिकेशन्स, नो मीट इटिंग, नो गॅम्बलिंग, no illicit sex. What happens when you do all these things? Shastra explains that when you follow these four things, you come from animalistic platform to human platform. जनावराच्या स्थितीतून आपण मनुष्य स्थितीमध्ये प्रवेश करतो जेव्हा आपण हे चार नियम पालन करतो. चार नियम पालन केल्याने आपण काही मोठी अचीवमेंट करत नाही आहे, फक्त आपण ज्या शरीरात जन्म घेतलेला आहे त्याप्रमाणे त्या स्तरावरती आपण यायला सुरुवात करतो. When we follow these four principles. Before that we were very proud. Arey, main abhi chai coffee bhi nahi peeta hu. I am not even taking this, I am not even doing that. People are bragging about themselves ki I don't even touch tea coffee. But then we came to understanding that is just the beginning. In a graph we have minus and plus and zero. So when we follow four regulative principles we come to a zero, actually neutrality from negativity. You are mentioning about negativity, huh? By doing all these things we are increasing negativity in our life. By performing activity of illicit sex, by performing violence and eating meat, by taking intoxication and gambling, we become untrustworthy. We become people who are unworthy of communication. We cannot keep contact and relationship with such people who are indulging in those activities. A gentleman will not keep friendship with a drug addict, right? A gentleman will not keep friendship with people who go to prostitution. So these four principles that we follow in our spirituality life makes us come on human platform. And there onwards spiritual progress starts. So what is our negativity? What are we worried about? Negativity means it begins with karma. You all as students of Ayurveda, you have studied this, right? Shad vikar, shad ripu. It feels very nice to hear in poetic language. छट रुपयमूर्ती विकार वजय मिळायला आवश्यक आहे. आता गणाधिराज येथील 17 सप्टेंबरला त्यांच्याशी आपण प्रार्थना केली पाहिजे की आपल्याला षडविकारातून मुक्ती मिळेल. हां, बट इट रिमेन्स इन पोएट्री ओनली, इट डझंट कम इन टू प्रॅक्टिस, इट डझंट परकोलेट इन अवर लाईफ. सो षडविकार बिगिन्स फ्रॉम लस्ट, डिझायर टू एन्जॉय सेपरेट फ्रॉम द लॉर्ड. लस्ट डझंट मीन ओनली एन्जॉईंग सेक्स. लस्ट मीन्स एन्जॉईंग एनिथिंग विच इज नॉट युअर्स, enjoying anything illegitimately. enjoying anything, usurping it from society, from the nature. And the gross form of that lust is sex. Then comes krodh. When the lust is not satisfied, krodh comes. When my desire is not fulfilled, I get angry. Then there is lobh, there is greed. I want something today, then tomorrow I want it more and more and more. It never ends. Anybody can say here how much money you want in life? Anybody can say, I have earned enough? Nobody can say that. Unless one becomes spiritual personality, one cannot define how much he want. He will just keep on wanting more and more and more. And when you want more, what do? You take from others' quota. Is that right? This world is made for satisfying all your needs. No need is going to be unsatisfied. All your needs are arranged in the material world to satisfy by the Lord. But as soon as one becomes greedy, somebody has to become poor, right? If I have crores of rupees, somebody has to be starving, somebody has to be poor. If I am having overeating problem, I have got lots of eating desire, I eat so much, somebody has to starve there, plus I will get sick also at the same time. So greed, then what happens? Then there is mad. Mad means intoxication of mind, feeling proud of what we are. I am a doctor, I am a prime minister, I am a beautiful man, I am a great speaker, I am this, I am that, I am influential, I have so much following, I have this position in my society, in my country, in my state, in my nagar, whatever. Governmental position or whatever positions you have. I'm a film star. People are running after me, taking my signatures. They're mad after me. So many women want to marry me. So many prides are there in life. We are proud of what we think we are. Huh? I said what we think we are, specifically. But most of the times we are not what we think we are. Then comes mad moha. Moha means I consider myself that I am not. So very significant thing today in Kali Yuga specifically. Kalaha and Dambha. Fighting propensity is increasing day by day. As per scriptures. Given in scriptures in Kali Yuga, everybody will fight for no reason actually. Train madhe ekacha pay ekavar padla na gardi madhe tar bhandan suru hota lagets. There is no need of big reasons for you to fight. Apla shezari apla kasra kadto ani apla gharacha dishani birkavto. So immediately there is a fight. No big reason required for fighting. And second thing is dambha. Everybody is showing to the world what he is not. I am showing to the world I am so charitable when I am not charitable. I am showing to the world I am so humble but I am not humble. I am showing to the world that I am very very good when I am not very good. I want to show everything to the world what I am actually not. This is everybody's disease today. Everyone is trying to act what he is not. So many sadhus in the world are acting as pure souls, pure mahatmas. But then you know what is happening regularly. They are just trying to draw a picture. It is said, Duniya jhukti hai, jhukane wala chahiye. So people are taking advantage of our ignorance. Aplya adhnyanacha fayda gheun anek lokancha shoshan kartahet. So it is called moha. I am not this body, I am spirit soul, mi atma hai, ye sharir nahi hai. Parantu nehemi mi yach dehacha staravarti karya karat asto. Ani mi atma hai fakta kavya asto. Vastavati utarat nasto. Mi doctor ahe yachavarti mi kaam karat asto. Mi purush ahe ya shari ya staravarti mi kaam karat asto. Sharirik staravarti apan kaam karat asto sage lok. Pan apla sar jo hai to atmyach hai. We are actually spirit soul. मग तो कुत्रा असू दे किंवा मांजर असू दे किंवा पक्षी असू दे त्यांचं वस्त्र पक्ष्याचं किंवा कुत्र्याचं किंवा मांजराचं असतं आणि आपलं वस्त्र मनुष्याचं आहे पण आपण सगळे आत्मा आहोत भगवंताचे अंश आहोत आणि सर्वात लास्ट शत्रू द्वेष आणि मत्सर दुसऱ्याचं यश आपल्याला सहन नाही होत आपल्या मैत्रिणीला आपल्याहून चांगला नवरा मिळाला तर आपल्याला सहन नाही होत आपल्या मित्राला आपल्याहून चांगली बायको मिळाली तर आपल्याला सहन नाही होत नेहमी आपण सांगतो आहो आपल्या बायकोला ती बघ ती छान जेवण बनवते तुला असं का बनवता येत नाही तिच्याकडे पावभाजी खाऊन आलो तू कशी बनवत नाहीस ऑलवेज वी आर एनवियस वी कॅनॉट टॉलरेट अदर सक्सेस अ सेंटली पर्सन इज डिफाईंड ॲज अ पर्सन हु इज कॉल्ड ॲज वैष्णव One of his all qualities, he has got 26 qualities explained in scriptures. वैष्णवांचे 26 गुणांचं वर्णन केलं आहे. त्यातलं एक गुण जो आहे, ही ऑलवेज फील्स हॅपी वेन अदर्स प्रोग्रेस. दुसऱ्यांच्या यशाचं उत्सव तो साजरा करू शकतो. ही कॅन सेलिब्रेट अदर्स सक्सेस, विच इज व्हेरी रेअर थिंग टुडेज वर्ल्ड. आय वॉन्ट टू ऑलवेज सेलिब्रेट माय सक्सेस. इवन इफ इट इज नॉट देअर, आय वॉन्ट यू टू सेलिब्रेट माय सक्सेस. बट वेन यू बिकम सक्सेसफुल, I can't even say one word of appreciation. That is today's disease. Please, we have to ponder, look into our heart and see what is my status today. We are students, some of us are teachers, some of us are big position holders in society. But everybody from top to bottom is corrupted with these bad qualities. And that is where the subject of development of personality comes. What is personality ultimately? Personality means actually who you are basically, not how you look, how you dress up, how your hairstyle is, how you are speaking, what is your oration, what is your language, kaushalya. That is not personality. That is simply the manifestation of what you are within. If I want to flash myself, then I will dress myself very beautifully. But if within myself I am diseased with ego and envy and lust, my personality is corrupted when I see women as other than mothers. Chanakya Pandit describes, you can write down if you like, very important guideline Chanakya Pandit has given. What is the symptom of knowledge? Jnani vyakti cha lakshan kaya? Apan kya mante MD, PhD, DSC, so many degrees are there. But what Chanakya Pandit says, परद्रव्येषु विषवत, म्हणजे दुसऱ्याचं द्रव्य, दुसऱ्याचं धन जे आहे तो विषाप्रमाणे मानतो. म्हणजे ते धन घेतल्यानंतर त्याच्यावरती विषाप्रमाणे परिणाम होतो असं तो मानतो. इट इज अ फॅक्ट, वेन यू टेक अदर्स वेल्थ फॉर युअर सेन्स ग्रॅटिफिकेशन, युअर सॅटिस्फॅक्शन, इट ॲक्ट्स ऑन यू ॲज पॉइजन. इट डिस्ट्रॉइज युअर स्पिरिच्युअलिटी, इट डिस्ट्रॉइज युअर सेल्फ, युअर सिच्युएशन विच इज इन कनेक्शन विथ गॉड. सो परद्रव्येषु विषवत. दुसरं परदारेषु मातृवत, आपली पत्नी सोडून इतर सगळ्या स्त्रियांना तो मातृवत मानतो. व्हेरी डिफिकल्ट सिच्युएशन, व्हेरी डिफिकल्ट, बिकॉज इवन टुडेज विमेन आर नॉट ड्रेसिंग अप देमसेल्व्स, दॅट आय शुड फील लाईक कॉलिंग देम एज मदर्स, अनफॉर्च्युनेटली. बट अ साधू ऑर अ वैष्णव, इवन दो हावेवर दे आर ड्रेस्ड, अँड इफ इज अ गृहस्थ साधू, इफ साधू इज अ गृहस्थ, so he will only look at his wife as wife, and everybody else, even somebody 5-year-old girl comes, he will treat her as mata. That's why in our sampradaya we call all the girls, including all of you and elderly and middle aged and 5-year and 2-year, as mataji, to train ourselves that when I am looking at any other woman who is not my wife, or I am unmarried, I am not yet married, all the women are my mothers. One of them future will get married with me and she'll become my patni, धर्मपत्नी. सो परद्रव्येषु विषवत, परदारेषु मातृवत, आत्मवत सर्वभूतेषु, म्हणजे ज्या प्रकारे मी स्वतःला ट्रीट करतो त्याच प्रकारे मी सर्वांना ट्रीटमेंट देतो. द वे आय ट्रीट मायसेल्फ, द वे आय वॉन्ट टू यू टू ट्रीट मी, आय विल ट्रीट यू अकॉर्डिंगली. येशू ख्रिस्ताने पण बायबलमध्ये हेच सांगितलंय, Do unto others as you would love to be done unto you by others. दुसऱ्यांनी आपल्याला कसं वागवावं हे आपल्याला जे काय वाटतं त्याप्रमाणे इतरांना वागवणं. मला हे असं केलेलं आवडत नाही ते मी इतरांना करत नाही. मला खोटं बोललं आवडत नाही म्हणून मी इतरांचे खोटं बोलत नाही. मला स्वतःला इजा इतरांनी केलेली आवडत नाही, मी इतरांना इजा करत नाही. आणि इजा ही केवळ शारीरिक नसते, भावनिक इजा सगळ्यात जास्त महत्त्वाची असते. जेव्हा एखादा पती आपल्या पत्नीला हात देखील लावता, एखादा कठोर शब्द उच्चारतो, तेव्हा 10 दिवस बायको जेवू नाही शकत, असा काहीतरी भयानक शब्द वापरतो. ही हॅज नॉट टच्ड हर, नॉट हिट हर बाय एनिथिंग, बट ही हॅज सेड सम वर्ड टू हर विच इज सो पेनफुल टू हर. शी इज नॉट एबल टू ईट फॉर 10 डेज बिकॉज ऑफ दॅट हर्ट. सो इमोशनल हर्ट इज मोर दॅन फिजिकल हर्ट, अँड आय डोंट वॉन्ट टू डू दॅट टू एनीबडी बिकॉज आय डोंट लाईक इट टू बी डन टू मी. तो तिसरं काय काय म्हटलं मी, आत्मवत सर्वभूतेषु, सर्व जीवांना मी तसं वागवतो जसं मला त्यांनी वागवलेलं आवडेल. म्हणजे जर मला इतरांनी मारून खाल्लेलं आवडणार नाही तर मी पण इतरांना मारून खात नाही, म्हणजे मांसाहार करत नाही, इन शॉर्ट. पण हे तत्व जे आहे ते केवळ मांसाहार करणं हे एकदम सगळ्यात स्थूल स्वरूप आहे त्या तत्वाचं. कुठल्याही जीवाला कारण नसताना इजा न पोचवणं, अहिंसा हे तत्व आहे ते, नॉन व्हायलन्स. अँड व्हायलन्स ओनली वेन नेसेसरी. जेव्हा आतंक कोणी आपल्याविरुद्ध करतो तो शास्त्रामध्ये सहा प्रकारची घटना दिलेल्या आहेत जेव्हा आपण आतंक करू शकतो, म्हणजे हल्ला करू शकतो किंवा खून करू शकतो. जेव्हा आपल्या पत्नीला कोणी पळवून नेतं, जसं सीतेला रावणाने पळवून नेलं, जेव्हा आपलं घर कोणी पेटवून देतं, जेव्हा आपली संपत्ती कोणी चोरून नेतं, जेव्हा आपल्यावरती कोणी जीवघातक हल्ला करायचा प्रयत्न करतं, अशा ह्या सहा घटना आहेत ज्यामध्ये आपण इतरांचा वध करू शकतो, पण मजबुरीमध्ये, मनापासून इच्छेपुढे नाही, त्याचा फायदा घेत नाही त्या स्थितीचा. सो वी हॅव टू अंडरस्टँड दॅट दीज प्रिन्सिपल्स आर नॉट सो ग्रॉस. मांसाहार न करणे, फक्त नॉनव्हेज न खाणे, आणि पत्नीला रोज शिव्या घालणे, आणि समोरच्या कुत्र्याला रोज काठीने मारणे, आणि रोज पक्ष्यांची दगड मारून हत्या करणे, बाण मारून हत्या करणे, मजा म्हणून काळवीट हरिण यांची हत्या करणे, करतात ना लोक चामडी प्राप्त करण्याकरता, आपल्या हॉलमध्ये शोभा म्हणून लावण्याकरता निष्पाप प्राण्यांची हत्या करतात लोक. पण ते मला माझ्या हप्ते केलेलं आवडणार नाही म्हणून ते मित्रांना करणार नाही. ते हे तत्व आहे आत्मवत, म्हणजे माझ्याप्रमाणे सर्वांना, सर्वभूतेषु. या व्यक्तीला चाणक्य पंडितांनी ज्ञानी म्हटलेलं आहे. ज्यांच्याकडे 10-10 डिग्री आहेत ते ज्ञानी नव्हेत. ज्यांच्या व्यवहारामध्ये तुम्हाला ही वागणूक दिसते त्या व्यक्तिमत्वाला विकसित व्यक्तिमत्व असं म्हणतात. सर, म्हणून आपण जेव्हा तुम्ही BMS व्हाल, आमच्याकडे कोण MBBS होतात, MD होतात, खूप पैसे कमावतात, खूप यशस्वी होतात, परंतु आपण काय बघतो, यातला एकही गुण तसुभ त्यांच्यामध्ये नसतो. नॉट अ सिंगल क्वालिटी इज इन देम, इवन आयोटा अमाऊंट. सो व्हॉट वी मीन बाय डेव्हलपमेंट ऑफ पर्सनॅलिटी इज ऑल दीज थिंग्स. वी स्पोक अबाउट नेगेटिव्ह थिंग्स. वॉट अवर प्रोफेशन डिमांड्स, अवर प्रोफेशन डिमांड्स अटरली an item of compassion in us, because who's going to come to you? People want to enjoy weekends and holiday, have enjoyment, they don't come to you. People who come to you are suffering in life, is that right? What is hospital? It's a place where all suffering people come. The predominant emotion in the hospital is pain and suffering. You enter the hospital, you see pain everywhere. Gynecology different pain, surgical different pain, medicine different pain, heart different pain, kidneys different pain, everybody is suffering from variety of illnesses, sometimes multiple pains. Yes, kidney also, heart also, liver also problems. Yes, heart failure with all the other organ failure. So what we see basically that when you pass out and when you start practicing, you will deal with people who have tremendous pain in life, and they will look up to you ki this lady or this gentleman will cure me of my pain. Te tumchyakade aashane baghtat ki hi vyakti mala majha dukhatun mukta karel, माझ्या वेदनेतून मुक्त करेल. पण डॉक्टर काय बघत असतो, ह्याचे किस्से कसे खाली करू, याला लुटू कसा मी आता. जी यू जस्ट कम टू माय हॉस्पिटल अँड आय विल सी दॅट ऑल युअर पॉकेट्स आर एम्प्टी अँड यू आर मिझरेबल. टुडे पेशंट्स फील दॅट आय स्पेंड सो मच ऑफ मनी बट स्टील आय डोंट थिंक आय एम डायग्नोस्ड प्रॉपरली अँड आय डोंट थिंक आय एम ट्रीटेड प्रॉपरली ऑल्सो. इट्स जस्ट अ फुलिंग गेम. हॉस्पिटल्स हॅव बिकम मनी मिंटिंग मशीन्स. बट वी in the student age need to be taught. No one taught us. I became MBBS, then I went to Hare Krishna Sanstha, Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavanamrut Sangha, and I learned all these things, and I was so happy that at least before I went deep in practice I learned all these things. So when I teach my students, I harp upon this point again and again of compassion, that you need to have compassion. I tell them, do not join medical field, do not join nursing field or paramedical field if you don't want to serve others. If there is no seva bhav, no service attitude, please do not come to this profession. Go to the profession where hotel industry is there, airplane industry is there, they sell wood, they sell metals, they sell gold, they sell silver. Go there. Not much compassion required there. People just come to enjoy there. But here people are expecting you to be compassionate, to be kind. Doctors are telling the ladies nowadays, you better do cesarean because I am going on leave in the month of May. I can't come after 6 o'clock in the night. Why? Because she wants to do the cesarean 9 to 5. And normal delivery means you have to wait maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, and maybe 8 hours and 15 hours you are waiting for the primary lady to deliver by your own progress of delivery. So who will wait? I don't have time. I am making money. If I just scare the patient, then she will be ready for cesarean. And I can do it between 9 and 5 p.m. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And I can make 6 times more money. This is today's mentality. Where is the compassion here? In medical profession, we are supposed to be instruments in the hands of God for delivering His compassion, which is ocean-like. God is defined as Karuna Nidhi, Karuna Sagar. He is the ocean of compassion. So when we become doctors and want to become doctors, we are supposed to be ready mentally, emotionally to become instrument in His hand to deliver His compassion to our suffering people who are coming to us as patients. But we are not thinking like this today. We are just thinking monetarily, what enjoyment I will get by becoming doctor. Second thing is humility. Somehow I feel always that we doctors become too proud in society. Wherever we go, we think we are the cream. I'm sorry, I'm not addressing you. When I see myself, I always feel I'm a cream in society. I'm not an ordinary person. So as soon as I become doctor, I want to be settled very fast. Within no time, I want to become rich. Within no time, I want to become a car owner and a bungalow owner, a property owner and a farm owner. And there is competition. Now your friend tells you, I did 50 cataracts, you did only 25 this month. And the cardiologist friend will call you and tell you, you did only 10 plasties, I did 25 plasties in this month. And I asked one doctor, how many plasties, angioplasties is your aim? He said, 100 plasties I want to do. 100 plasties, to get 100 plasties, you have to see 1,000 angiography patients. And for 1,000 angiography patients you get, you need to see 10,000 normal heart patients. Out of 10, one will be referred for angiography. And out of 10 angiographies, maybe one person will be referred for angioplasty. So you can see the aim. That means I only asked him, so doctor, when do you plan to sleep? When do you plan to eat, sir? When do you plan to take bath in the night, in the day? Is there any time for your eating or sleeping? Or simply, you want to remain in the cath lab all the time? There are people who are operating till 1:30 a.m. and again 5 o'clock in the morning they are washed up again doing surgery. And they are so proud about it. They are making crores of rupees per day, not in the month. I know doctors like that who do open heart surgeries 3, 4, 5, 6 a day, which takes sometimes 4 to 5 hours each, sometimes 7 hours. And they take under table so many lakhs of rupees, and official charges are there of the hospital of so many lakhs of rupees. And that way they mint crores of rupees per day, what to speak of a month. But they don't have time to eat and sleep and meet their children also. And they are so proud about it. Ki sir etna did vasta pan operation karu ratri sakali pasla puna washed up pun ale ka energy enche madhe. What is the use of that energy? For what we are doing all these things? What is the goal of your life? Why are you slogging like donkey? What do you want to become ultimately? To become, come in the books of Guinness Book of Records and then become afflicted by heart disease and depression and so many problems in life. What I'm talking is I have seen everything in people's lives, in my colleagues, my friends, in my seniors' lives. And I feel pity on them because they become abnormal in the rush of becoming big man. What is normalcy? Normalcy means you have to become normal human being first. Normal husband, normal wife, normal son, normal father. There are so many roles that we have to play in life. Making money and becoming famous is not the only goal of life. You are becoming so deficient. You can't meet your child. You can't play badminton with him. Say, I'm very busy. Don't disturb me. I got my surgery. Supramajor surgery is going on. I can't play badminton. What it will gain? If I play 1 hour badminton, I can make 2 lakh rupees in that surgery period. So you will keep on avoiding your son. Then your son will become drug addict. He will fall in love with unscrupulous women. He will get carried, he'll get disease. He'll become a social problem. He'll become a psychiatric patient. So many affluent people's children are coming to our hospital for counseling. Because parents are not available for children. This is normalcy, to be with your children, to give time to them. So today's, whenever you talk today about development of personality, the large stress is given upon becoming normal. Just be normal first. Don't aim your things in life by becoming abnormal. Just maintain you are becoming good father and good husband and good sister and good brother and good son to your parents and relatives. And then spirituality comes in life. When you become normal, on normal platform of life, only spirituality glows. When there is greed, when there is envy, spirituality doesn't grow. It can only manifest externally. Like I am putting tilak here. It will manifest. But heart can still harbor envy and intoxication and pride. So what we are talking about, let us understand what is first the meaning of development of personality. Development of personality means getting freed from all these vices, all these shadrupus and shadvikaras. And then developing respect for everybody else. What is the meaning of Atmavat Sarvabhuteshu? That means I respect every living entity the way I want to respect myself. Or the way I respect myself, or the way I want others to respect me, the same way I respect everybody else. Samas Sarveshu Bhuteshu. I treat everybody like I am treating myself. So that respect is very important. What does Bhagavad Gita say about Vidya? Vidya Vinayena Sampanni. Your Vidya is valuable when you are humble along with your Vidya. And today, becoming too proud about whatever we have, education, is normal. Is what you see everywhere. But doesn't impress you. If your sir or your teacher is very proud of his education, is trying to always condemn you because he's so great, you are so ordinary, you don't like it. But if you're highly educated, highly skillful teacher is so humble, it doesn't mind becoming friendly with you, doesn't mind having meals with you, doesn't mind spending time with you and chat with you as a friend, then you feel, my God, look at my sir, he's so great, but he's so humble. Look at the way he behaves. Isn't that true? What impresses you is the humility of the great man. When Narendra Modi goes to his mother, who is 85 years old, and takes 101 rupee as a gift for becoming Prime Minister, and he keeps it very carefully in the pocket. 101 rupees for Prime Minister, what is the value for that? But he values the emotion of his innocent mother. Mother is a very simple villager lady. She's very old. She can't see properly, can't hear properly. But he goes to take her blessings regularly. And she always gives him 101 rupees in a packet. And he keeps it very carefully in his pocket and carries it. It's a great wealth for him. This is my mother's loving gift for me. The value of rupees is not important for that. So what we get impressed with is humility. We get impressed with respectfulness. Another thing which is very impressive is helpfulness. When somebody comes to you in difficulty and you don't think what I will get out of it, what is my gain in this, you simply go out and help that person. Whatever I have, whatever resources I have, I want to extend that resource to that person, to help him, to come, make him come out of the condition of misery that he is in. Not only as doctors you will do that. You should be doing it. Even though you charge money, you should be doing that. But I am talking about out of your profession. Any friend of yours, any neighbor of yours, anybody you who know is in suffering condition, is calling you, sir, Prabhu, please come help me. And I see, this is my clinic time, my money making time, I don't have time now. So this helpfulness is becoming very rare nowadays. Friends are in the name of friends only. And the definition of friend remains in definition only. A friend indeed is a friend indeed. No, a friend indeed is friend indeed. So sankata kali kamala ito, tos khara mitrasto. We don't see these days nowadays, real friends. But why don't we become one? And I can go on enumerating wonderful qualities. Guiding people in their life. People are confused these days. They don't know what is best for them. How to achieve that. They get stuck in between. They need guidance what to do this or do that. They are confused between two paths. At that time we need to study properly and guide them. Help them. There are so many marital conflicts I am handling as a counselor. Very sorry to tell you. People who are highly qualified, super specialist doctors, husband and wife, and fighting like cats and dogs at home. If you know the way they fight, you should be ashamed. Evade shiklele manasa ashi vaktat. Mulansamor ashi vaktat. Kutasarke ekmekana martat, bhande pekun martat. And to some of you are laughing now, but don't think that if you do not develop your personality properly with the help of spirituality, you may be one of them, because you have not learned to respect other party. We have not been trained by institutions of family life or educational institutions. They have not been trained how to tolerate. Nobody is alike in this world. You can't get Lakshmi when you are not Ram or Vishnu. You can't get Sita when you are not like Ram. And there will be fights. But we want our wife to be Sita and the girl wants husband to be Ram. When she is not like Sita, but she expects him to be Ram, and when he is not like Ram, he expects her to be like Sita. This is today's problem. The crux of all marital problems is this. Because there is no training. Just MD, MS has happened. Doctor behaves erratically in the hospital. And then we counsel him. We sit and talk to the doctor. Kya baat hai? Kya? What is why you are shouting at nurses so much? Then he starts crying suddenly. He says, my wife is about to divorce me. That is real misery. He is suffering because of that. He is deficient in personality. He has lots of money and lot of skills. But he is so unhappy and frustrated. And that frustration he takes out on everybody else who comes in front of him as subordinates, as nurses and ward boys and this and that, as junior doctors. They will keep shouting like animals on them. And then we counsel them and then gradually there is improvement. They feel someone is listening to me because I am so proud because I am MD. I can't even tell this to everybody in the world. I'll go and tell you only one counselor or one psychiatric counselor. So my dear friends, all these variety of things that I explained to you can happen to you also. It can happen to me also. If I do not take spirituality as a major subject in my life, not in college, in my practice. And what happens when we start spirituality? Now let us define what is spirituality. Spirituality is multi-stepped, multi-phased. First definition of spirituality is to know who you are. I think I'm a man. I think I'm a middle-aged man. I think I'm a doctor. I think I'm Indian. These are my false identifications. I should know that I am Atma. Mamai vancho jiva loki jiva bhuta sanatana. I am the eternal loving part of the Supreme Lord. Eternally, whether I am a cat or a dog or a bird or a devata, or I become Rakshas one day, I took any positions, any forms, I eternally remain a loving child of my Lord. I may not know it, but it is a fact. The first step is to know I am not this body that I am living in. The elephant thinks he is so big, ant thinks he is so small. An elephant wants to crush her. A person sitting in the truck thinks person driving a cycle on the road as third class. You just see. The how we will drive the vehicle. Arey kya cycle wala hato yahan se. He is a man and he is also a man. But somebody sitting on a cycle and somebody is driving a truck, he feels he is so great. That means he is identifying with the truck. He thinks I am a truck. I am great. Somebody is driving Mercedes or a Audi or a very costly Ferrari vehicle. He looks at Maruti like, kya arey beech mein aata hai, hato yahan se. You nonsense fellow, get out of my way. But he thinks I am Mercedes. And you are only owning a Maruti. So identification with your surrounding, with your covering, what you think you are. But in reality, we all are part and parcel of God. And what is our size, by the way? I think I am 6 feet. You think you are 5 feet 2 inches. Our size is Keshagra Satabhagyasya Satabhagyasya Tatha. Matlab, आपल्या केसाच्या अग्रभागाचे 10,000 हिस्से केले तर आपला किती आकार होईल तेवढा आत्म्याचा आकार असतो. दॅट कॅनॉट बी सीन, स्टडीड ऑर व्ह्यूड बाय एनी मायक्रोस्कोप इन दिस वर्ल्ड. इट इज कॉल्ड एज ट्रान्सेंडेंटल. इट इज कॉल्ड डिवाईन. इट कॅनॉट बी मेजर्ड ऑर सीन ऑर परसीव्ड बाय एनी मटेरियल इक्विपमेंट. दॅट इज फर्स्ट टू अंडरस्टँड दॅट यू आर वॉट एव्हर यू आर. इवन इफ यू आर एलिफंट वेईंग टन्स ऑफ किलोज ऑफ वेट, your actual size is that much. Your body size is small or big. Second thing is that I am a soul and always a part and parcel of the Supreme Soul. That is second. Third level of spirituality is to understand how to connect with that Supreme. Now I understood I am spirit soul, I am his part and parcel, and I want to connect back to him. The process of connecting back to him, to study that, is third level of spirituality. And fourth level of spirituality is to perfect our life in that connection with him. To be God conscious. To be maybe Sri Krishna conscious, who is the Supreme Lord. To be aware of him. To be jagrut of him constantly when you are dealing with people. Now I deal with you as a professor of medical college in Samantwadi. But then I start dealing with you. Along with this understanding, I deal with you as a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Because when I understand, I am Supreme, I am the Spirit, Soul, Atma, and I see you also as Atma, and I see Him as my Eternal Father, what do you become to me? You are all my brothers and sisters. Is that right? So where the concept comes from, Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, a Vaishnav thinks that all the world, all the creation is his family. Because he sees every living entity in this world who is living his life, her life, as part and parcel of the Lord, as the children of the Lord. This is called as development of personality. When I see, I'm a poet, for example, and I see a beautiful deer with nice brown skin, nice dots, very beautiful horns. Immediately I feel like writing a poetry. Right? That is a poet consciousness. But suppose the same deer is passing by and a tiger sees the deer. What is his consciousness? He will not say, oh, I also write poetry. He will not say that. He will see I am hungry and there is a good food coming to me. That is called as consciousness. Chetana manje chitnechi vyakya hi hai. Apan ya jagatla vastu kasha bakto. Jeva apan ekada srila bakto to hi maji mata hai. That is consciousness. काही माझी भोग्य वस्तू आहे दॅट इज अनदर बॅड कॉन्शियसनेस. व्हॉट इज मीनिंग ऑफ डेव्हलपमेंट ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस, डेव्हलपमेंट ऑफ पर्सनॅलिटी इज टू लर्न टू सी द वे वी शुड बी सीईंग, द वे लॉर्ड वॉन्ट्स अस टू सी, ऑर द वे लॉर्ड सीज अस. व्हॉट इज गॉड कॉन्शियसनेस? वन इज टू बी अवेअर ऑफ गॉड कॉन्स्टंटली विद इन अस अँड विद इन एव्हरीथिंग अराउंड अस. अँड सेकंड लेवल ऑफ गॉड कॉन्शियसनेस इज टू लर्न टू सी the way our God sees us. How does God see us? God sees us as our dear loving children and treats us with great love and affection and compassion irrespective of our treating Him with rebellion. आपण त्यांच्याशी विद्रोह करून सुद्धाही ते आपल्याशी नेहमीच प्रेमाने वागतात आणि आपल्याने प्रेमाने व्यवस्था करतात आपली. आपण त्यांचा विद्रोह करून या जगात आलेलो आहोत भोग घेण्याकरता, तरी ते आपल्याला हवा पाणी आणि निसर्गाच्या जे काही वस्तू आहेत त्यांनी आपल्याला दिलेल्या आहेत उपलब्धिया. सो द वे ही सीज यू अँड मी विथ कम्पॅशन, द वे वी शूड लर्न टू सी इच अदर, देन विल देअर बी एनी फाईट बिटवीन हिंदू अँड मुस्लिम्स अँड ख्रिश्चन्स अँड ज्यूज अँड बुद्धिस्ट? बिकॉज आय थिंक आय एम अ हिंदू बिकॉज आय एम बॉर्न हिंदू फॅमिली, बट इट इज चेंजेबल. आय कॅन बिकम ख्रिश्चन टुमॉरो. वॉट इज द प्रॉब्लेम? गो टू चर्च, गेट बॅप्टाइज अँड दे विल गिव्ह मी अ नेम, पुट अ क्रॉस इन माय नेक अँड आय विल बिकम ख्रिश्चन. A Christian can become Hindu tomorrow if he is frustrated over there. A Muslim can become Christian tomorrow. A Buddhist can become Muslim tomorrow. This is all changeable. These are not your real identities. You are not Hindu, Muslim or Christian. If you know you are part and parcel of God, then there will be no war, no yuddha, no bomb blast, no border problems in any country in the world. But why we are fighting? Because we think whatever we are not. Is that right? I think I am a Shia Muslim and you think you are a Sunni Muslim, so you are fighting. And I think I am a Roman Catholic Christian and you think you are a Protestant Christian. You are fighting. And I think I am Hindu and you are Muslim, so I am fighting with you. I only see differences. But development of personality means seeing what is common between you and me. I have come to now Savantwadi. So I first see that you all are human beings, I am a human being. I speak Marathi and English, you speak Marathi and English. I speak Malwani, you speak Malwani. I speak Konkani, you speak Konkani. You are Indian, I am Indian. You are medical student, I am medical doctor. So many commonalities there. But if I search difference, I will find millions of differences between you and me. But none of the understanding of differences between you and me is going to make me happy and you happy. When we become understanding the commonality, aplya sagalyamade samanda kay aahe te apan shiklo to sarva vair nasht hoon jail. जशी एखादी फुलांची माळा आपल्या गळ्यात आपल्याला शोभा देत असते, पण त्या फुलांच्या मागे एक धागा असतो त्याला जोडणारा. जोपर्यंत धागा आहे तेव्हा ती माळ ही माळ असते. जेव्हा धागा तुटतो तेव्हा फुलं सगळी विखरून जातात खाली, सगळी सर्व सौंदर्य फुलांचं आणि त्या माळांचं नष्ट होऊन जातं. सो व्हॉट आय मीन बाय डेव्हलपमेंट ऑफ पर्सनॅलिटी इज डेव्हलपिंग ऑल दीज ब्युटिफुल क्वालिटीज इन यू. And my dear friends, please understand, all these wonderful Vaishnava qualities are there in you. innate in you. They are not to be imported from outside. Karuna, namrata, adar, madatnis pravrutti, ह्या ज्या गोष्टी आहेत त्या सर्व तुमच्यामध्ये आहेत ऑलरेडी. परंतु कलियुगाच्या प्रभावामुळे आणि वाईट संगतीच्या प्रभावामुळे, जगाच्या वाईट अवस्थेमुळे आपल्यामधल्या ह्या चांगल्या क्वालिटी आहेत त्या दबून गेलेल्या आहेत सगळ्या. दे आर सप्रेस्ड बाय द निगेटिव्ह क्वालिटीज विच आर अराउंड यू, बिकॉज एव्हरीबडी अराउंड यू यू फील इन द सेम वे. सो युअर गुड क्वालिटीज आर सप्रेस्ड. अँड वॉट डज द प्रोसेस ऑफ स्पिरिच्युअलिटी डू? Spirituality will cleanse you first of all those bad things. जसं आपण जेव्हा एखाद्या राखे निखाऱ्यावरती फुंकर मारतो तेव्हा काय करतो, आपण फक्त त्याच्यावरची राख ती काढून टाकतो आणि ॲज सून ॲज द ॲश गोज अवे द फ्लेम इमिजिएटली कम्स अप. इज दॅट राईट? आपली आई तिथे चुलीवरती काय करत असते, नळीने त्या निखाऱ्यावरती जी राख असते त्याला फुंकर मारले की लगेच त्यातून अग्नी निर्माण होतो. अग्नी आतमध्ये ऑलरेडी असतो, इट इज ऑलरेडी एक्झिस्टिंग देअर. यू जस्ट नीड टू ब्लो अवे द ॲश. तसा आत्मा, आपला जो आत्मा आहे हा स्वयंप्रकाशित आहे, सर्व गुण संपन्न आहे. कारण का? तो त्यांचाच अंश आहे. त्यांच्यामध्ये 64 गुण आहेत आणि अमर्याद अवस्थेमध्ये, अमर्याद मात्रेमध्ये ते सर्व अंशरूपाने का होईना आपल्यामध्ये उपलब्ध आहेत. परंतु सध्या या षडरूपींनी ते कवर झालेले आहेत. So when we do process of spirituality, which I will tell you in the end, all this ash which is unwanted, which makes you feel you are a closed nikhara, you know, unuseful nikhara, light which is there in the coal, when that goes away, immediately fire comes up. Similarly, when you practice spirituality in your life, all the good qualities start appearing in you automatically. You become effulgent. You become knowledgeable, your ways of seeing things become different, you start becoming happy. When you harbor lust, anger, greed, and then intoxication, pride and envy, you become very pale, you look very nistej. But when you start getting freed from all these contaminations, you start becoming effulgent. Adhyatmik margavar janara lokansa chehra itka tejapunja ka asto. Karan te satat अनर्थापासून मुक्त होत असतात आणि सुंदर क्वालिटीज त्यांच्यामध्ये प्रकट होत असतात. त्याचं कारण काय? त्यांच्यामध्ये अंशरूपाने का होईना स्वतः भगवंत प्रकट होत असतात. आपण काल परवा जन्माष्टमी साजरी केली. हां, भगवंताने सर्वांच्या आधी वसुदेवाच्या हृदयात प्रवेश केला आणि तत्क्षणी, त्याच क्षणी वसुदेव अतिशय सुंदर बनले, प्रकाशमान झाले, अनंत सूर्याप्रमाणे ते प्रकाशित झाले. इवन ज्या कारागृहात ते होते ते कारागृहही उजळलं. त्यानंतर ते देवकीच्या हृदयातून तिच्या गर्भामध्ये प्रवेश केला. त्याने देवकी ही अतिशय सुंदर झाली. शी बिकेम व्हेरी ब्युटिफुल. कम्स केम अँड सॉ हर. अरे, आय नेवर सॉ माय सिस्टर सो ब्युटिफुल. आय एम शुअर माय काल हॅज एंटर्ड इन हर. मला खात्री आहे की माझा काळ जो आहे तिच्या गर्भात त्यांनी प्रवेश केलेला आहे. आणि तो काळ कोण होता? विष्णू, श्रीकृष्ण. म्हणजे आता आता काय होतो, आपण जेव्हा स्वेच्छेनी श्रीकृष्णाला आपल्या हृदयामध्ये स्वागत करतो, त्यांच्याबद्दल जागृत बनतो, वी बिकम कृष्णा कॉन्शियस, आपली चेतना श्रीकृष्णाकरता जागृत बनते, त्यावेळी निसर्गत प्राकृतिक रूपाने आपण सर्व सुंदर होतो. आपलं नाक कदाचित चाफे कलर नसेल पण आपलं सौंदर्य आध्यात्मिक असेल, दिव्य असेल. म्हणून प्रत्येक व्यक्तीने त्या सौंदर्याची आस धरावी. या जगातल्या मिस युनिव्हर्स का मिस्टर बघायचा प्रयत्न करू नये, कारण या जगातला प्रत्येक आनंद, प्रत्येक सौंदर्य हे क्षणिक असतं. तुम्ही आज तरुण आहात, तुमचा फोटो तुम्ही 30 वर्षानंतर बघा, मग किती फरक दिसेल. माझा फोटो मी पाहतो तरुणपणीचा आणि आताचा बघतो, त्यात खूप फरक आहे आणि आणखीन फरक पडणार आहे माझी इच्छा नसतानासुद्धा. या जगातलं प्रत्येक सौंदर्य, या जगातला प्रत्येक आनंद हा क्षणिक असतो. हां, प्रत्येक व्यक्तीला आवडेल मी 16 वर्षाच्या अवस्थेमध्ये कायम राहावं, पण आपण राहत नसतो इथे. परंतु तुमच्यामध्ये जर श्रीकृष्ण चेतना असेल, श्रीकृष्ण भावना असेल, तुमचं सौंदर्य हे आयुष्यभर टिकेल. लोक म्हणतील किती म्हातारे आहेत, ते जर्जर आहेत, ते सुरकुत्या पडल्या आहेत, म्हणजे डोळ्यामध्ये तेज किती आहे ज्ञानाचं आणि भक्तीचं. अशा चिरंतन आनंदाचा आपण शोध घेतला पाहिजे. आणि त्याकरता आता कसं करावं ते सर्व आपण समजून घेतलं की निगेटिव्ह गोष्टी कुठच्या आहेत, पॉझिटिव्ह गोष्टी कुठच्या आहेत, त्याचा मार्ग त्यातून निघण्याकरता स्पिरिच्युअलिटी आहे, तरी स्पिरिच्युअलिटी कशी प्रॅक्टिस करावी, ಕಲಿಕಾಲ ನಾಮರೂಪೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅವತಾರ್ ಸತತಂ ಕೀರ್ತಯಂತೋ ಮಾಂ ಯತಂತಶ್ಚ ದೃಢವ್ರತಃ. ಭಗವಂತನ ಅನೇಕ ಕ್ಷಣ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾ ಕೇಳಿ ಕಿ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಯಾ ಜಗಾಮಧ್ಯೆ ಯಾ ಕಲಿಯುಗಾಮಧ್ಯೆ ಕಸಾ ಅವಲಂಬನ ಕರಾವ ಅವಲಂಬನ ಘ್ಯಾವ. ಕಾರಣ ಕಲಿಯುಗಾಮಧ್ಯೆ ಭಗವಂತಾಚಾ ಸಂಪರ್ಕ ಕರಣಾಕರಿತಾ ಏಕಚ ಮಾರ್ಗ ಆಹೆ ಫಕ್ತ ತೋ ಮ್ಹಣಜೆ ನಾಮಸ್ಮರಣಾಚಾ. ಸತ್ಯಯುಗಾಮಧ್ಯೆ ಹಜಾರೋ ವರ್ಷ ಧ್ಯಾನಚೀ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಸಾಂಗಿತಲೇಲಿ ಆಹೆ. ವಿಶ್ವಾಮಿತ್ರ ಮುನಿ, ವಸಿಷ್ಠ ಮುನಿ, ಭರದ್ವಾಜ ಮುನಿ ಸಗಳಾನಿ 60,000 ವರ್ಷ ತಪಸ್ಸಾ ಕೇಳಿ ಆಹೆ. ತರಿಹಿ ವಿಶ್ವಾಮಿತ್ರ ಮುನಿಚ ಪತನ ಝಾಲ ಇತಕ ಕೇಳ್ಯಾನಂತರ ಸುದ್ಧಾ. ತ್ರೇತಾಯುಗಾಮಧ್ಯೆ ಯಜ್ಞಯಾಗ ಮ್ಹಣಜೆ ಅಶ್ವಮೇಧ ಯಜ್ಞ, ರಾಜಸೂಯ ಯಜ್ಞ, ಗೋಮೇಧ ಯಜ್ಞ ಅಸೆ ಮೊಟ್ಟೆ ಮೊಟ್ಟೆ ಅನೇಕ ಮಹಿನೆ ಚಾಲನಾರ ಯಜ್ಞ ಕರಾಯ ಲಾಗೇಚೆ ಆತ್ಮ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ಕಾರ ಕರ್ಣಾಕರ್ತ. ದೆನ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ದ್ವಾಪರ್ ಯುಗ ವೇರ್ ವರ್ಷಿಪಿಂಗ್ ಡಿಟೀಸ್, ವರ್ಷಿಪಿಂಗ್ ಅರ್ಚ ವಿಗ್ರಹ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಾಸ್ ದ ಮೆಥಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಿಯಲೈಸೇಷನ್, ಆತ್ಮ ಸಾಕ್ಷಾತ್ಕಾರ. ಪಣ ಕಲಿಯುಗಾಮಧ್ಯೆ ಆಪಣ ನಾ ಧ್ಯಾನ ಕರು ಶಕತ್, ನಾ ವಿರಕ್ತ ಹೋ ಶಕತ್, ನಾ ಯಜ್ಞ ಕರು ಶಕತ್, ನಾ ಮಂದಿರಾತ್ಲಿ ಪೂಜಾ ಕರು ಶಕತ್. ಮ್ಹಣೂನ ಕಲಿಯುಗಾಮಧ್ಯೆ ಆಪಲಿ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ ಪಾಹುನ್ ಭಗವಂತಾನೆ ತ್ಯಾನ್ನಾ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ ಕರಣಾಚಾ ಮಾರ್ಗ ಅತಿಶಯ ಸೋಪ್ಪಾ ಆಣಿ ಸುಲಭ ಕರುನ್ ಠೇವಲೇಲಾ ಆಹೆ. ಆಪಲ್ಯಾ ಅವಸ್ಥೆಲಾ ಪಾಹುನ್, ಆಪಲಿ ಕುವತ್ ಬಘುನ್ ಭಗವಂತಾನೆ ತ್ಯಾನ್ನಾ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ತ ಕರಣಾಚಾ ಮಾರ್ಗ ಜೋ ಆಹೆ ತೋ ಇತಕಾ ಸಿಂಪಲ್ ಕೇಲಾ ಆಹೆ ಕಿ ಕೇವಳ ಮಾಝಾ ತುಮ್ಹೀ ನಾಮ ಘ್ಯಾ, ಜಿಥೆ ಆಹಾ ತಿಥೆ ರಹಾ, ಜೆ ಕರತ್ ಆಹಾ ತೆ ಕರತ್ ರಹಾ. ವಿರಕ್ತಿ ಘ್ಯಾಯಚೀ ಗರಜ ನಾಹೀ, ಸನ್ಯಾಸ ಘ್ಯಾಯಚೀ ಗರಜ ನಾಹೀ, ಘರ ಸೋಡೂನ್ ಜಂಗಲಾತ್ ಜಾಯಚೀ ಗರಜ ನಾಹೀ. ಜೆ ಕಾರ್ಯ ಕರತ್ ಆಹಾ, ಜ್ಯಾ ಆಶ್ರಮಾತ್ ಆಹಾತ್, ತ್ಯಾ ಆಶ್ರಮಾತ್ ರಹಾ ಆಣಿ ನಾಮಸ್ಮರಣ ಕರಾ. ಕೇವಳ ಮಲಾ ಸ್ವೀಕಾರ ಕರಾ ಮಾಝ್ಯಾ ಜೀವ ಆಪಲ್ಯಾ ಜೀವನಾಮಧ್ಯೆ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ನೋ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ರಿಕ್ವೈರ್ಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್. ಇವನ್ ಎ ಚೈಲ್ಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್, ಇವನ್ ಎ ವುಮನ್ ಮ್ಯಾನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್, ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಇಲ್ಲಿಟ್ರೇಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಎಜುಕೇಟೆಡ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ವಿದ್ವಾನ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಅಗ್ಲಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಸಿಕ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಹೆಲ್ದಿ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಫಾರಿನರ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಬ್ರಾಹ್ಮಣ್ಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್, ಶುದ್ರಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಚಾಂಟ್. ಈ ಅಶಿ ಪದ್ಧತಿ ಆಹೆ ಕಿ ಆಪಣ ಮ್ಹಣೂ ಕಿ ಮಲಾ ಕರಾಯಚಿ ಇಚ್ಛಾ ನಾಹಿ, ಪಣ ಮೀ ಕರು ಶಕತ್ ನಾಹಿ ಅಸ ನಾಹಿ ಮ್ಹಣೂ ಶಕತ್ ಆಪಣ. ಅಶಿ ಈ ಪದ್ಧತಿ ಆಹೆ ಮೀ ಸಾಂಗೇನ್ ತುಮ್ಹಾಲಾ ಆಣಿ ತುಮ್ಹೀ ಮ್ಹಣೂ ಶಕಾಲ ಕಿ ಆಮ್ಹಾಲಾ ನಾಹಿ ಕರಾಯಚ ಆಹೆ, ಮಾಝಿ ಇಚ್ಛಾ ನಾಹಿ ಕರಾಯಚಿ, ಪಣ ಮೀ ಕರು ಶಕತ್ ನಾಹಿ ಅಸ ತುಮ್ಹೀ ಮ್ಹಣೂ ಶಕತ್ ನಾಹಿ. ಅಶಿ ಇತಕಿ ಸೋಪ್ಪೀ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯಾ ಭಗವಂತಾನೆ ಕರುನ್ ಠೇವಲೇಲಿ ಆಹೆ. ಕಾ ತರ ಭಗವಂತಾಲ್ನಾ ಆಪಣ ತ್ಯಾನ್ನಾ ಭೇಟಾವ ಹೀ ಜಿತಕಿ ಇಚ್ಛಾ ಆಹೆ, ಆಪಲ್ಯಾಹುನ್ ಕಿತರಿ ಪಟೀನೆ ಅಧಿಕ ಇಚ್ಛಾ ತ್ಯಾನ್ನಾ ಆಹೆ ಕಿ ಮಾಝಿ ಜೀ ಮುಲ ಆಹೆತ್, ಮಲಾ ಪಣ ವಿಖುರ್ಲೇಲಿ ಮುಲ ಆಹೆತ್, ಬಿಛಡಲೇಲಿ ಮುಲ ಆಹೆತ್, ಮಲಾ ಭೇಟಾವೀತ್. ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಯುನೈಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಮಿಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟು ಯುನೈಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಸ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿನ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಇತಕಿ ಸೊಪ್ಪಿ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯೆ ಆಹೆ. ಅದಕ್ಕೆ ಅನೇಕ ಮಂತ್ರ ಆಹೆತ್, ಅನೇಕ ನಾವ ಆಹೆತ್, ಹಾಂ ಅನೇಕ ಭಗವಂತಾಂಚಿ ಅನೇಕ ವಿಧ ನಾಮ ಆಹೆತ್. ಪಣ ರಾಮಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರಿ ಮ್ಹಣೂ ಶಕ್ತೋ, ಶ್ರೀರಾಮ್ ಜಯರಾಮ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ರಾಮ್ ಮ್ಹಣೂ ಶಕ್ತೋ, ವಿಷ್ಣು ಸಹಸ್ರರಾಮ್ ಮ್ಹಣೂ ಶಕ್ತೋ, ರಾಮನಾಮ ನುಸ್ತಾದ ಘೇವು ಶಕ್ತೋ, ಕಿಂವ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರಿ ರಾಮ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ, ಹಾ ಮಹಾಮಂತ್ರ ಉಚ್ಚಾರಣ ಕರು ಶಕ್ತೋ, ಆಪಲ್ಯಾ ಆವಡಿ ಪವಣೆ ಘೇವು ಶಕ್ತೋ. ಬಟ್ ಜ್ಯಾ ಕ್ಷಣಿ ಆಪಣ ಮನೋಭಾವೆ ಹಾ ಜಪ ಸುರು ಕರು, ತ್ಯಾ ಕ್ಷಣಿ ಆಪಲೆ ವಿಕಾರ ಹಳುಹಳೂ ಆಪಲ್ಯಾಲ ಸೋಡತಾನ ದಿಸ್ತಿಲ್. ಮ್ಹಣಜೆ ಆಪಲ್ಯಾ ಘರಾತ್ ಬಸಲೇಲೆ ಶತ್ರು ಆಯ್ತು ನಾ, ತೆ ಹಳುಹಳೂ ಬಾಹೆರ್ ನಿಗ್ತಿಲ್. ದುಃಖ ಕಾಯ ದುಃಖ ಕಸಲಾ ಆಹೆ, ಆಪಲ್ಯಾ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿಮಧ್ಯೆ ಹೇ ಸಹಾ ಶತ್ರು ಫಾರ ಖೋಲ್ವರ್ ಜಾವನ್ ಬಸಲೇಲೆ ಆಯ್ತು, ತನ್ನ ಬಾಹೆರ್ ಕಾಡನ ಪಣ ಫಾರ ಕಠಿಣ ಅಸ್ತ. ಆಪಲ್ಯಾ ಕಸ ಅಸ್ತ ಟ್ಯೂಮರ್, ಇಫ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಇಂಟೆಸ್ಟೈನ್, ಇನ್ ದ ಮಿಡಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಇಂಟೆಸ್ಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 4 meters ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಡ್ಯುವೋಡಿನಮ್, ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಟು ಅಪ್ರೋಚ್. ಯೆಸ್ ಸರ್ಜನ್, ಹೌ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಫೈಂಡ್ ಔಟ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡೀಪ್ ರೂಟೆಡ್. ಯು ಡೂ ಇಟ್ ವಾನ್ಸ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ಯು ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಗೇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಡಿಸೆಕ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಹೋಲ್ ಇಂಟೆಸ್ಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೋ ಇಟ್ ಅವೇ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ದ ರೂಟ್. ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದೀಸ್ ಷಡ್ ವಿಕಾರಸ್ ಆರ್ ಡೀಪ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಸೋಲ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೋ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಯಜ್ಞ, ನೋ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಾನ್, ನೋ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ತೀರ್ಥಯಾತ್ರಾ, ನೋ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕರ್ಮಕಾಂಡ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಯು ಟು ರಿಮೂವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನರ್ಥಸ್. ಓನ್ಲಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಮೂವ್. ನೋ ಕರ್ಮಕಾಂಡ್, ನೋ ಜ್ಞಾನಕಾಂಡ್, ನೋ ಉಪಾಸನಾಕಾಂಡ್, ನೋ ಸಿದ್ಧಕಾಂಡ್, ನಾಟ್ ಎನಿ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಸಸ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ ದಿ ಅನರ್ಥಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ರೂಟ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟಿಲ್ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಫ್ರೀಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಅನರ್ಥಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ರೂಟ್, ಯುವರ್ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಡೆವಲಪ್. ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ವೈ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ಲಿ ವಿ ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್. ಯು ಚಾಂಟ್ ದ ಹೋಲಿ ನೇಮ್, ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಟೂ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ರೀಸಿಂಗ್ ಯುವರ್ ಗುಡ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ಯುವರ್ ಅನರ್ಥಸ್ ಸೈಮಲ್ಟೇನಿಯಸ್ಲಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಟೆನೇಷಿಯಸ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಬಿ ವೆರಿ ಮೊಟ್ಟ. ಆಪಣ ಮಾಡಿದ ಚಿಕಾಟಿ ಆಪಣ ಚಿಕಾಟಿನೇ ಹ್ಯಾ ನಾಮಸ್ಮರಣಾಚಾ ಪ್ರಕ್ರಿಯೆಮಧ್ಯೆ ಆಪಲಂಬನ್ ಗುಂತವಾಯ ಪಾಹಿಜೆ. ತೆವ್ಹಾ ಹಳುಹಳು ಆಪಲ್ಯಾಲ ಕೈಗೆಲ್ ಕಿ ಮನಾತ ರಾಗ ಕಮ್ಮಿ ಅಥವಾ ಮಜಾ ಮನಾತ ಇತ್ಕಿ ವಾಸನಾ ಇತ್ಕಿ ಆತ ಪೂರ್ವಿ ಇತ್ಕಿ ಇತಿ ಉತ್ಪನ್ನ ಹೋತ್ ನಾಯಿ ಆಹೆ, ಮಲಾ ಇತ್ಕ ರಾಗ ಪೂರ್ವಿ ಇತ್ಕ ಏತ್ ನಾಯಿ ಆಹೆ, ಮಜಾ ಆತ ಜೀವನಾತಲ ತೋ ಧನಾಚಾ ಮೋಹ ಆಹೆ संपत्तीचा मोह हळूहळू कमी होत चालला आहे. मला पूर्वी खूप द्वेष वाटायचा काही लोकांचा प्रगती होताना, आता वाटत नाही आहे. हे तुम्हाला अनुभूती येईल स्वतःला, मला इतरांनी येऊन सांगायची गरज नाही, तुम्हालाच कळेल. म्हणून जपाची जी प्रक्रिया आहे, नामस्मरणाची जी प्रक्रिया आहे, ती एकाच वेळी अनेक कार्य सिद्ध करत असते. आणि जेव्हा आपण ह्या जपाची प्रक्रिया आपल्या जीवनामध्ये गंभीरपणे स्वीकार करू, तेव्हा आपलं जीवन जे आहे अतिशय धन्य होईल. आपण एक श्रेष्ठ व्यक्ती, हां, उत्तुंग व्यक्तिमत्व, प्रगत व्यक्तिमत्व, प्रगल्भ व्यक्तिमत्व म्हणून प्रसिद्ध होऊ. शेवटी लोकांना हवं असं काय वाटतं? आपले पैसे, आपलं सौंदर्य हवं असं वाटत नाही. आपल्यात काय गुण आहेत? हां, तुम्ही मगाशी एक्सप्लेन केलं की मनाची जी स्थिती आहे, आपली जी चेतना आहे, जास्त महत्त्वपूर्ण आहे. आपल्याकडे किती पैसे आहेत ते जास्त महत्त्वाचं नाही आहे. कारण का, आपल्याकडे कितीही जरी पैसे असले तरी मरताना एक एक पैसा इथे ठेवून जायला लागतो. एक एक इंचाची भूमी जी आपल्या नावावरती आहे सोडून जायला लागते. आपलं शरीर जे आपण इतकं छानपैकी ठेवलं आहे, तर मेकअप केला आहे, त्याला एवढा मसाज दिला आहे, एवढं छान ठेवायचा प्रयत्न केला आहे, तरुण ठेवायचा प्रयत्न केला आहे, ते शरीरही आपल्याला इथे सोडून जायला लागतं. नातलग आणि प्रॉपर्टी आणि कनेक्शन्स आणि आपली जी पोझिशन आहे, आपला जो अधिकार आहे, हे सर्व आपल्या ठेवून सोडून जायला लागतं. भगवद्गीता असं म्हणते, आद्यंतु वंतु कोणतेया न तेषु रमते बुधा. हे लक्षण बुद्धीचं आहे. खरी बुद्धी कुठची? खरी बुद्धी ती जी बुद्धी ज्या सुखामध्ये सुरुवात आहे आणि ज्या सुखामध्ये अंत आहे अशामध्ये ती बुद्धी रुची ठेवत नाही. अ रिअल इंटेलिजंट पर्सन इज दॅट पर्सन हू डज नॉट टेक इंटरेस्ट इन द थिंग्स विच हॅज बिगिनिंग अँड एंड. आदी अंत वंत अशा वस्तूमध्ये बुद्धिमान वस्तू व्यक्ती रस घेत नाही. आपण तसे बनवू. आता आपण सगळेच क्षणभंगूर वस्तूंच्या मागे धावतो आहोत. विच इज शुअर टू टेक अवे फ्रॉम यू, शुअर टू गो अवे फ्रॉम यू, शुअर टू मेक यू अनहॅपी इफ यू टेक इंटरेस्ट इन दोज थिंग्स विच आर टेम्पररी. बट वेन यू बिकम स्पिरिच्युअल, वेन यू बिकम कनेक्टेड विथ गॉड थ्रू द मीन्स ऑफ द होली नेम अँड यू स्टार्ट सर्विंग द लॉर्ड अँड यू चेंज युअर वे ऑफ द वे यू लुक इन द टू द वर्ल्ड, देन यू विल बी हॅपी ट्रूली. बिकॉज देन यू विल be attached to a subject which gives you permanent happiness. And the nature of the soul is to always be happy, not be happy in temporary things. That is the nature of you and me. Yours and my nature is to be always happy and blissful. But we are not, because we are dwelling, we are searching for that happiness in temporary things. But when you become spiritual, when you get connected with the Lord, you will be always happy. Also, at another level, even though your life is having some misery, some suffering is going on in your life, still you will learn the art of becoming happy and blissful. That is called spirituality. Spirituality is not some ritual. Spirituality is a language of the heart, language of your soul. It is your real being, real existence is spirituality. You cannot call yourself human being if you are not spiritual, because spirituality is only bestowed upon human beings. If you become human being and you don't become spiritual, God has wasted his time in you by giving us human body. He has given us human body only to become spiritual and only to link back with him, to unite with him in love. We have to take this seriously. And this is the right time. When you are young, your energies are very good, your intelligence is bright, you are very happy and enthusiastic. At that time, these good qualities, good science, good knowledge should be understood by us. You can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's always said, catch them young. When you are young, you can absorb things, understand things. Fortunately, when I was 20, in second MBBS, I was introduced to this beautiful science of bhakti. And I was fighting like anything, arguing and arguing, arguing. One full year I wasted. And then I came to understanding this is the real path of life. And I jumped into it and dedicated. Today, 32 years now, I'm in this path. Not a single day in a single year I felt that I made a mistake by doing all these things. I can tell you honestly. Not because I'm giving provision to you, I should tell all good things. I have not given up this path for the last 32 years because I never felt I made a mistake. In fact, I can guarantee you, every day I feel is a new joy. Because every day my Lord is a fresh personality. Every day when I chant the holy name, I feel new happiness. Everywhere I go and speak, it's a new happiness for me. To introduce people to this lost path, to our lost father, to unite with them, is spirituality. And because some person was kind with me, compassionate with me, introduced to me, in spite of all my negative argument, aggressive, arrogant arguments I was doing, and still he was very kind with me. He followed up with me. I used to, you know, do all nonsense things just to avoid him. But he kept coming, tolerating my nonsense, and gave me Krishna consciousness, gave me the holy name. And finally he told me, after I was saying, no, no, get lost from here, I don't want to listen to you, I don't want to do anything what you're telling me. He told me only one thing. You are my college friend, my school friend. Can you come to temple for one time, if you don't mind? Only once you come to temple. And if you don't like, I will not trouble you, we can forget each other. At least we'll keep friendship, but we'll not talk about this subject matter. Dosti ke vaste, just for the sake of friendship, I went to the temple on Saturday evening on 4th February 1984. And believe me, next morning when I woke up from Mangal Aarti and I saw the Lord opened up at 4:30 in the morning, my heart completely transformed. I thought I wasted my 1 year arguing with my kind friend. He was coming all the way from IIT Powai to JJ Hospital to give me prasad, to give me Krishna consciousness, to give me knowledge of Gita, to give me books. And I was rejecting him, insulting him. So that day, Mangal Aarti, I saw the Lord early morning, Kakad Aarti. I told him, my dear friend, I'm very sorry. Tell me what you want me to do. And I promise you today only, today I give up knowledge and I'll all nonsense things and I'll do whatever you tell me. So he immediately bought a mala for me, gave me, and taught me how to chant the holy name. And he said, you chant every day 4 times into 108. It'll take half an hour. I said, what else I should do? He said, he bought one book and gave me. Atma Sakshatkarase Vidnyan. Prashnotaracha Rupamade. In the form of question answers. 500 questions that you and me will have and they are answered scientifically. I said, what else I should do? He said, you eat prasad every day. Whatever you eat, offer to God and eat. And I started doing that. And believe me, I became so happy. And today also my happiness is growing. You have to ask yourself, when you see me, you'll see me happy or unhappy. You judge yourself. But I can tell you that the path of bhakti, path of spirituality is like an ocean of happiness. What is the quality of ocean? How deep it is, nobody knows. How far it is, nobody knows. Uske gehrai aur uska vistar koi samajh nahi sakta hai. Ye hota hai ocean, samudra. And spiritual life is like that, full of happiness. Tumhi kiti anand ghyal, tumchi kiti capacity aahe, tyachyahun jaasta anand mala milel. You have to simply see that your patra, your pot is big. Because ocean is very big. If you take 10 liter pot, how many times you can take water from ocean? Unlimited times. You take 100 liter pot, you take 1000 liter pot, how much you can take? Unlimitedly. See, ocean is so big. So in nutshell, as Saransh, I would like to tell you that spirituality is the only means of growing your personality. Don't look for physical beauty. Look for spiritual beauty. Try to cultivate spiritual beauty in you. And the only method is to connect with the Supreme. Connect with your source. And all the qualities of the source will come in you. And will enlighten you, will brighten you. And you will become most attractive personality in life. Attractive to everybody and to you also, because first concern is with you. If you don't become happy, then why you should adopt any method? But first it will make you happy. And then whoever will meet you, they will become happy. If suppose I meet all of you and I talk various things here and there, and I'm carrying a very beautiful fragrance, attar, in my pocket. Wherever I go, while talking with me, you will keep smelling that beautiful smell. Right? If I go in the lift and I get out of the lift and someone else comes in the lift, they also smell the beautiful fragrance. Spirituality is like that. You can't hide it. Jasa apan komda dhakun suryodaya thambu shakat nahi. Tasa jya vyaktila adhyatmik ananda jhalela ahe, tya vyaktila bhetlyanantar to ananda lapun rahu shakat nahi. It will be touching you, affecting you for great positive change in life. So I end my speech here and I request you, all of you medical students, make your life complete. Don't just be happy with your degree. Your earning source will come to you anyways. Lord will never keep you hungry. As per your karmas, Lord will feed you, give you all the amenities, facilities, resources. Asa mantat ki prapancha hot rahato. इथं अवकाश मी MBBS व्हाल, मग तुमचं लग्न होईल, मग तुम्हाला मुलं होतील, मग तुमचं नावावर घर होईल, तुमचं नावावर व्हेकल होईल, तुमचं मध्यम बहीण व्हाल, तुमची प्रॅक्टिस वाढेल, सर्व ऑटोमॅटिक होत राहणार. त्याला म्हणतात प्रपंच. प्रपंच होत राहतो, परमार्थ करावा लागतो. अध्यात्म हे करावं लागतं, ते आपणून होत नसतं, त्याला प्रयत्नपूर्वक गती द्यायला लागते. सो यू ॲक्सेप्ट स्पिरिच्युअलिटी ॲज द प्राईम इंटिग्रल पार्ट ऑफ युअर लाईफ अँड सी हाऊ हॅपी यू विल बिकम. इन द एंड आय विल रिक्वेस्ट यू टू रिपीट आफ्टर मी द मंत्र वन्स. हरे कृष्णा, लाऊडली प्लीज. हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्ण कृष्णा, हरे हरे, हरे राम, हरे राम, राम राम, हरे हरे. दोनच गोष्टी करा, देवाचं नाव घ्या आणि आपल्या मुखामध्ये तेच अन्न टाका जे जेवायला अर्पण केलं असेल. नैवेद्य करून प्रसाद ग्रहण करा, शुद्ध अन्न प्राप्त करा आणि शुद्ध नाम घ्या, देवाचं घ्या. तुमचं आयुष्य पूर्णपणे परिवर्तित होईल, तुमचं व्यक्तिमत्व पूर्णपणे विकसित होईल. थँक्यू व्हेरी मच. हरे कृष्ण. सो एनी क्वेश्चन इज देअर, एनी शंका, कमेंट्स, एनीबडी हॅज, टीचर्स, स्टुडंट्स, आय कॅन टेक सम क्वेश्चन्स फॉर 2-3 मिनिट्स, 4-5 मिनिट्स. एनीबडी अमंग्स यू हॅव एनी क्वेश्चन्स? ऑफ डॉक्टर्स आर बीइंग व्हेरी प्राऊड टू बी बिझी, राईट?
बट
इट्स अ व्हेरी सिम्पल थिंग टू अंडरस्टँड इन वन सेन्स. वेदर युअर डॉक्टर, वेदर युअर अ स्टुडंट, वेदर युअर हाऊस वाईफ ऑर नॉट, ऑर अनएम्प्लॉयड ऑर एम्प्लॉईड, एव्हरीबडी नीड्स टू ईट एव्हरी डे, मे बी 3 times, 4 times. एव्हरी वन नीड्स टू स्लीप एव्हरी डे, मिनिमम 5 to 6 hours, इफ नॉट मोर. एव्हरी वन नीड्स टू टेक बाथ, अटेंड टू नॅचरल कॉल्स लाईक टॉयलेट अँड एव्हरीथिंग, राईट? क्लीन युअर सेल्फ. So while doing all these studies, you are still sleeping, eating every day. That's the balance. But when you do those basic things minimal, you sleep for 2 hours and then you don't take bath and you don't have time to take bath also, then you fall sick, right? And you don't take care of your body. What Ayurveda says, yukta ahara viharasya, yukta karmasu cheshtasa. Everything has to be in its own place. Ayurveda is very deep in this, by the way. About normal rutucharya, our allopathy starts only when you get diseased. Ayurveda starts in normalcy, when you are fine, you are not having any disease. How to improve upon your health positively? Rutucharya, that is Ayurveda. So I have a deep, great deep faith. If only you go into those principles of rutucharya, you will know how to balance your life. Where to draw a line. How much you want in life, you will exactly know. I don't want this. This is enough. I will look after my health. I will chant the holy name. I will get up early morning, keep everything aside, my mobile, my Android, everything aside, and chant the holy name every day with prescribed time that I have been allocated, 2 hours every day. I will not eat things which are bad for me. Giving time for the necessary things in life. Your child needs to play badminton with you, cricket with you, play, have fun with you, have jokes with you, have stories with you. Give time there. Don't run after money so much. Because how much ever you earn, you'll never feel happy. You want more. Somebody else is earning more than you. Your colleague, your contemporary person will be earning more than you. And somebody will be earning less than you. So we are taught that when you feel that I want more, you should look down who are earning less than you, who are having more miseries than you, more problems than you, how they are maintaining themselves. So biggest urge today is money. And what balance is talking about is only that only. वो मनी का जो काम है वो कितना तक करने का, हाउ मच टू डू, कितनी करायचं तयार करता. बट अ स्पिरिच्युअलिस्ट विल ऑलवेज नो, ही विल कीप फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी टू हिज साधना, सेकंड प्रायोरिटी टू हिज हेल्थ, थर्ड प्रायोरिटी टू हिज फॅमिली, अँड फोर्थ प्रायोरिटी टू हिज प्रोफेशन. दॅट्स हाऊ यू कॅन बॅलन्स युअर ॲक्टिव्हिटीज. वॉट आय सेड, फर्स्ट प्रायोरिटी टू गॉड, सेकंड प्रायोरिटी टू युअर हेल्थ, थर्ड टू युअर फॅमिली, अँड फोर्थ टू युअर वर्क. Don't put your work number 1 and God number 8. If you put God in number 8, number 9, He will put you also in His priority list number 8 or 9. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathayo bhajamyaham. As you put him in your life, he puts you in his life. तू तेरे काम में तो मैं मेरे धाम में, तू मेरे नाम में तो मैं तेरे काम में. What is the meaning of this? If you are only doing your work selfishly, I am happy in my own abode, my loka. But if you are busy chanting my name, I am looking after your kshem kushal. Yoga kshemam vahamyaham. I will look after you. Don't worry. If you are dwelling in me, in my service, in my name, in my consciousness, I will look after you. Don't worry. You don't work so hard like a donkey. I will take care of you. Yoga ani kshema. Matlab, whatever you lack, I will provide you. Whatever you have, I will preserve. आणि कसं वहामी अहम, मी स्वतः, आय विल माय सेल्फ पर्सनली टेक केअर ऑफ यू, वॉट यू डोंट हॅव अँड वॉट यू हॅव. सो इफ सच अ लॉर्ड इज अवेलेबल टू यू, वाय यू टू स्लॉग लाईक अ डॉंकी. टेक केअर ऑफ अ फॅमिली, टेक केअर ऑफ युअर सेल्फ, टेक केअर ऑफ युअर सर्व्हिस टू गॉड नाईसली, अटेंटिव्हली. युअर लाईफ विल बी हॅपी अँड कम्प्लीट. सो एनी अदर क्वेश्चन, एनी अदर क्वेरी एनीबडी हॅज, प्लीज आस्क. टू काइंड्स ऑफ पीपल डू नॉट हॅव क्वेश्चन्स. You want to know? One category is those who have not understood anything. They don't have any question because they don't know what to ask. And second category of people who don't have any questions, they have understood everything. ज्यांना सर्व काही कळलं आहे आणि ज्यांना काहीच कळलेलं नाही आहे, ह्या दोघांना प्रश्न नसतं. आणि ज्यामध्ये मुमुक्षू असतो त्याला खूप प्रश्न असतात. तुम्ही कुठच्या कॅटेगरी आहात? सर्व कळलेल्या कॅटेगरीमध्ये असाल अशी माझी अपेक्षा आहे. आय होप अँड pray that you will be in the category of understood everything. Okay, so I end my speech here. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.